Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey, everybody. God bless you. I mean, all of you. I have decided to tune in to the Global Vision for Living Today show. I know you love it because our numbers just continue to get more increased and steady. So I know you're telling your friends, family, and your foes. Good morning. This is Marcia, Dr. Cappuccino, and of course, you know, we have most of the Saturdays, Colonel Dr. William Harrison. Yay, you know, he's on here to provide some wisdom and also some tension because we do go back and forth on certain things, smack down the middle. But one thing about it, you will never hear us play any funny style games on the Global Vision for Living Today show because, you know, the world is in trouble. They say, oh, doctor, why do you keep saying that? This is why I keep saying it. Because every morning that I wake up and I see people still prancing around with blood on their hands, semen on their pants, and the wrong kind of dope in their mouth. That's why. But today, this morning, we're going to do a little bit of a change up because, as you know, we were bringing to you the 21 ways to get to know God. It's no use in keep on talking to people that don't know who we're talking about. Maybe they've heard the name. Maybe they've heard the name of this God's son, Psalm 83:18. But it's a waste of time if we really don't know who God is. Not what you heard. Forget that. Satan heard it all in heaven. But we want you to know who is God and what is his name. I heard a minister say, oh, we're going to get to know God. You're not going to get to know him. He said you got to, number one, you got to seek, search, and you have got to have a right heart for God. God is not calling everyone. I know my dad used to say, oh, my God, you know what? I got all these people here, but I know God ain't called them all. And I used to, you know, worry about that, but as I got to know the Lord more myself, I found that that was true. You have some coming into the church to beg. You have some coming in to the church off of a, what do you call this, a drug high. And wife then threw them out. Husband then threw them out. Here they come to beg. It's not necessarily to learn anything about God because, you know, like the old songs say, we've all had our chance. But this morning, who is God and what is his name? That is the topic of our show, and I want to stress your name is not important. The Bible says 70-80, that's all we got with special mindedness. So if we're more interested in our name, our fame, forget it. You know what? We are checking out of here, but the Bible says this God has no beginning or end. He's never going to die. So we want to let you know your name is not important. We're here to talk about who is the God of the universe, what is his name, why is he important, and where did he come from? You know, you don't hear too many people in the ministry and out talking about where did God come from. They ain't got time for that. They got time for jokes to make people laugh, you know, to wiggle their tickle bones. Not today. Where did God come from and why did he come at all? Boy, oh my God, that really is tough. So this morning we're going to talk about the Psalm 83:18 God, and we're going to talk about, well, why is he God alone? And then we're going to talk about, well, the Bible says there's many gods, so where are they? What are they doing? Where are the rest of these gods? And I want to really stress that we're talking to all manner of faith and all manner of religion, because one thing about it, you did not create yourself. We did not create ourselves. So you know what? I'm interested in knowing my, you know, my mommy and daddy of the universe. You know, people have their dad's last name when they're born. So, okay, we have a name fraction on us, and that is what we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about 21 ways to get to know God. We're not just going to keep sitting talking, wasting our time. I'm not trying to get in the grave and say, oh, well done. I'm not going to be able to hear it. Not in a grave. I'm not going to say, oh, yes, servant, well done. You know, I talked to my dad about that, but he was a really down to earth man, and I was in another religion, and he said, you are right, y'all is right, but he said, I'm too old to pump gas, meaning he's going to stand up and say what the people wanted to hear, but not us. 21 ways to get to know God. No use in talking about him if you don't know anything about him. And today we're going to, with Colonel Harrison's guidance, we're going to talk about read and study God's word. We're on that today. I'm on a serious roll because, you know, I had some crazy things this morning, and it just shows me, oh, my God, some of us have dropped the ball. It just is, and that's what it is. That's what it is. Read and study God's word. It's a well-known minister told his people, don't come in here with a cell phone trying to pull the Bible up on that. He said, you are not that important. He said, look at the color of your skin. I said, oops. He said, you are not that important. He said, everybody has to come in there with an actual Bible where he can hear the pages rattle. He said, no phone, no nothing. He said, you're running through the jungle, lose your cell phone, you're losing connection with God. He said, don't come in my church and play. So we are going to talk about who is God. And Colonel Harrison, I know you are a minister, Second Union Baptist Church there on the East Coast. Been a minister there, I don't know, I think 15, 20 years. And I know you're standing. I had an opportunity to listen to you, see you, hear you via the Facebook channel that you have. I advise most of you, if not all of you, to tune in at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and hear a pretty good sermon. Whether you follow them or not, that's not the point. You're here to get to know this God, because we don't want to waste our time. I know I don't. Who is God? Colonel Harrison, when your ministerial flock come to you, I know they believe they're coming to hear from the one and only true God, no foreign gods. Who is God, according to your study and ministerial adeptness of the Bible?
Yes, good morning, Doc, and listening audience. Thank you so much. Good to always be a part of the partnership of the Global Vision Ministry. God, as you said, Doc, his name is Jehovah. Psalm 83:18 says that men may know that thou, whose name is Jehovah, is the Most High over the earth. God is the creator of heaven and earth and everything that dwells therein. It begins with the mentioning of God other than Psalm 83:18 in the first book of the Bible called Genesis. Genesis meaning beginning. Genesis chapter 1 tells how God, the creator, created everything. And God dwelling place, of course, is a place called heaven. So I will pause momentarily.
Okay, so you're saying who is God? You're saying that, number one, he's a spiritual being, something you can't see or feel or hear running through the forest, and you're also saying that God is a supreme being. If he is the supreme being, who created him? We're trying to get to the bottom of who is God, the Psalm 83:18 God that you mentioned. Who is he?
The Bible says that he is the creator. It says the Greek words, he is the Alpha, meaning the beginning, and he is the Omega, meaning the end. There's no other supernatural, infinite, superior, creative being that has created God. God is from before time began, the one who created time, the one who created everything, and the one who will exist after time, which we call eternity. So God is who he is. The name is Jehovah, and there's no reference to any other creation, creator, or being other than that whose name is God, Jehovah.
My God, I love that. And, you know, it was coming to my mind that Jehovah, that is a masculine word, and I heard you mention God is he this, he that, he this, he that. So from what our understanding is that God is in the masculine. So that's why in the Bible, Jesus taught us, he said, when you pray, you start out our Father, which art in heaven. So we don't have to talk anymore about that. His beloved Son, that he also a co-creator of the universe, he said, come, let us make man in our image. Now, we have to keep in mind the universe, everything was already ready before Adam stepped out of the dust on the scene. So this sounds like to me, this is a very, very, very powerful God. And we know that before Adam had any charge to do anything, he had to listen to this God. So this God is a God that expects his creation to, of course, listen to him. And next week, one of our 21 ways share is going to be obey God and his word. You know, you can't separate the two, but you mentioned Psalm 83:18. What is his name? You know, there are many gods. There are many people worshiping and serving other gods by other names, but the only God we are interested in that has all power in his hand, his Son said he got it, so that means his Father had it and still got it. We are talking about the Jehovah God. Many have come and gone, but they cannot get away from that name Jehovah. And when we have more time, we'll talk about even some of the kings. The Israelite kings were, their name started off with Jah and Jah. Jehu, Jehoiakim, and so forth and so on and so on. But we're not going to take the time now. But his name, we've already established that. You can look in your Bible if you want. If it's not there, then you got a bogus Bible. Please look for the 16th century King James Version. If you think it's a fake, oh well, look out your window. You see a lot of things going on now that has come through down through the annals of prophecy. His name is Jehovah. Where did this God come from, Colonel Harrison? Let's move on to this second segue, because he's obviously an important person, important spirit, important God. If he was able to create the heavens and the earth, my God, that's some power there. This is why we started off saying, hey, you guys, your name, you are not that important. You haven't done what this God has done. You might try to when you put your clothes, shoes on, and, you know, driving your fancy car, coming out of your home. Let me tell you something. Before you're coal in the grave, somebody is already in that car. They're already driving it. They're already in their home. Where did this God come from? Colonel, you mentioned he's had no beginning, no end. Where did he come from? Everything has a beginning. Oops, I said that. Where did Jehovah come from? I see a lot of them, so they are waiting on pins and needles. They want to hear, I want to hear what you have to say about that, because I know you're talking about this God every week and have been for years. Jehovah comes from?
It comes from a place called heaven. And if one was to look at the book of Genesis chapter 1, it speaks of the various things of his creation. But if you fast forward, it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. And then as we fast forward to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelations, in chapter 20 and chapter 21, it clearly tells us there's a dwelling place called heaven. And God's dwelling place is in the third heaven. That's where his kingdom is. That's where his throne is.
I got some hands being raised. I got some hands being raised here because, you know, we talk about third heaven, then you got to talk about the second heaven. Again, the show is a contemporaneous show whereby you don't have to be a Bible scholar, and who in the world is, to understand the global vision for living today. But now I want to backtrack on something. You said that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. So that means he was here before the earth's creation. I see a question here on that. So, okay, you are right on that. That's true. So God was here before heaven and earth was created, because it says in the beginning he created that. So that means there was a beginning for him. Where did, and we could put this on hold I see so many hands on this. We can put it on hold and do some research. I don't have to, and I don't think you do. So when we ask the question, where did God come from? He was here before heaven and earth, because this is what the Bible says. In the beginning, he created that. So that means whoever you are, thank you, I see your initials, he was here before then. So if someone were to ask me, where did God come from? And I know this came up, and the reason why it's part of the show today is because a few decades ago, you know, I was with another organization. Most of you know you send me texts and emails about this all the time. Yes, I was a 30-year Jehovah's Witness. And so we had to really be on top of the game. You couldn't go out unless you you had 90 questions that were from Genesis to Revelation. You had to know that because, you know, we'd meet all kind of people at the door. Maybe someone, one of us came to your door. And that question came up. You guys standing here knocking on my door. Where did this God come from? And I remember going back one day and saying, you know what? I got stumped. Oh, my God. Sister Capitini, you got to be kidding. You? I said, yes, I got stumped because the householder, that's what they would call, and still is. The householder asked me, where did God come from? You guys talking about this God named Jehovah, I never heard that. But, you know, I do remember reading Old Testament with Jehoiakim and Jehu and Zerubbabel, you know, all these things. Where did you come from? I'm not going to sit up here and let you talk to me about a God and you don't know where it came from. I said, let me tell you something. The Bible does not share. See, when I talked to the elders, they said, don't stand up there and try to make up something because you won't be back there. Tell them the truth. The Bible does not say where Jehovah came from. It just doesn't say that. And I said, oh, I wonder why I didn't think about that. He said, because you're trying to play all knowing, all this, all that, and we love you. You are that. We know who you are. But tell it like it is. Where did Jehovah come from? Nobody knows. The Bible doesn't say that. And I asked him why. He said, well, maybe the God of the universe didn't think it was important. What is important is that he is here. He is making statements. He is calling the wind from the northern star. He is this. God is. And there's a song. I think Hezekiah Walker sings that. God is. Very, very well-known song. So nobody knows where God came from. So since we don't know where God has come from, someone's going to say, well, how come we don't know? Because this God did not feel that it was important. So, Colonel Harrison, if someone asks you, where did God come from, are you making that kind of statement, or are you telling them something else? Is there something else we ought to know? Because I think we're talking about getting to know this God. So, of course, you know, you go places and they say, oh, well, where do you live? You know, you're sitting at a restaurant or you're sitting in a meeting. Oh, where do you live? Oh, where were you born? Where do you hail from? Everybody wants to know where everybody comes from. I'm not going to talk to you if you're not coming from the right disposition orientation. So this God, we don't know. Hey, you guys, thank you. We don't know where God came from. Colonel Harrison said he came from heaven. What he meant was that he created the heavens. So he was around somewhere before he did that. He didn't come from a place where it had not even been created. So we want to clear that up. You know, you guys, some of you want to be scholars. That's all right with us because, hey, you talking to two scholars here. We got to come back. And if we don't, we can mention other groups and organizations that actually have millions of followers and people hanging around listening to them. We can go there. Colonel Harrison, since no one knows where Jehovah came from, is that a preclude to us getting to know him? Should we just throw up our hands and say, well, you know, I don't know anything about him, you know? Should we say that, or should we just say, uh-oh, wait a minute. This God inspired men to write about him, and to write about him through his word. Should we be interested in his word, or should we be interested in where he came from? What is your take on that with your ministry?
Your statement about the Bible not saying where God comes from is absolutely correct, Doc. The other thing more important is that we be interested in who God is, the creator, and why he created everything, and what he created, and who he created. And currently his dwelling place is in a place called heaven. So our focus should be God Jehovah. Since he created everything, he said he created man and woman in his image and likeness. And so we should get to know who God is, what his instructions are that are contained in the Holy Bible, how he expects us, mankind, who is his greatest creation, that he created a little lower than angels, to live according to God's instruction, God's laws, so that we can be prosperous in this life. So it doesn't matter where he comes from. It matters who he is, what he has done, and what he wants us to do for him and his kingdom here on earth. Amen.
Oh, my God. Amen. I felt that. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. You know, it's quite a few times to get in, so you and I will be talking about do we want to do that? I think we'd have to have more time because people tend to get in and start talking, you know, about doctrine and what they think. It's not about what you think. It's not about what you heard. It is about what God has said in his word. And if you are not in the word, you are not qualified to even say anything about this God. You follow behind until you learn. So right now, are you saying, Pastor, that when you minister to people that are coming there, obviously they're coming there to hear about this God, whether they know about him or not. They probably heard of his works. When the flood came, it says all the neighboring tribes was talking about how they went through on this ark, and then how this is a story they were told, and then how the Red Sea opened. I mean, there's a lot of history there. So right now, I don't think anyone would know that unless they did what? Read the word. Now, it's one thing to read it, but when you study it, a person doesn't obviously know the difference in some cases. When you read it, you're just reading it through like a dialogic book. But when you study it, every word you're looking up, you're researching, but why was this word used? Where did this word come from? How can I believe this word? People are condemning God because they're saying, well, how can I follow this God and I can't see him? You know what? You can't see the wind, but you feel it. This is one of the questions we get at the door. You can't scale the highest mountains, but you know they're there. I mean, we had a dialogue on this because people were trying to down studying and learning about a God. Well, you know what? I'm here and that's it. No, you were created and you came here through the act of creation and procreation. But right now, for you to go any further talking about a God that you're begging to stay alive one more second every day, you have got to read and study God's word. Oh, there's so many versions of the Bible. There's so many of this. I don't know. Colonel Harrison, Dr. Harrison, when people talk to you about that, you know, I know yours come into your church with the Holy Bible, King James Version. I sure hope so. You know, there's some other versions floating around that the LGBT or the homosexual community has put together, and I understand they're flying off the shelves. This is why it's so important, and this is what we are talking about now, part of our 21 ways to get to know God. If you know him, you know how he feels. You may not can see him, but if he said this, he was probably feeling that. You won't get that unless you actually get in there, and then you see the kings that he chose to sit on his throne. What character did they have? You get to know him by his works, by his acts, by what the Bible says, and of course, when you look up in the sky and you see you're still alive. So right now, when you're in your ministry, do you talk to them about reading the word, or do you encourage them to study it? Don't run up in here asking me questions that a three-year-old know without a Bible in their hand. Do you encourage them to study, not just listen to you, but to actually study that word?
I encourage the members to study the Bible, Dr. Carpentina, because that way they get a understanding, as you have illustrated, what study consists of, the King James Version that was printed in 1611. That is the authorized Bible that we use, which is the first English translation from Greek.
From Greek. Okay, now we've got to get into why was it written in Greek. Paul, Epistle 16, he spoke all those languages. You know, it's really a good example for us to even mention Paul's name, because basically Jehovah doesn't put a fool out there on the sidewalk to represent him. You got to know. And these people, the apostles, disciples that became apostles, they were not fools. From a babyhood, they were taught. And if you read Paul's history, he wasn't a joke. No wonder he was chosen to go through the nations. And he went all the way. He went all the way. And as you know, he was beheaded in the Roman arena. You know, I made a visit to the D.C. area, and I had some free time on my hand. And I saw that book there in the window in the library, and I went in. And, oh boy, it was amazing. I ordered it by the time I got back here. And it shows who he was, what he was, how he thought, and he said, God only. God is God only. So God expects his people to really get to know him. Get to know him. So what, you don't know where he came from? You don't know where you came from except out of your mother's womb, and there's a preconceived arena there. God had something for you to do, or you wouldn't be listening to this show. Get off the okey-doke. You got to know who God is. You've already learned from Colonel Harrison's dialogue and mine. What is his name? This is no joke. Oh, you know, well, I don't feel. Nobody cares how you feel. You may have come off an alcohol drug binge. Nobody cares where you've been and where you. The only one that truly cares is the one that created you through your mother's all the way back. God could have shut us down in the Garden of Eden when they disobeyed him. He could have shut us down, could have threw us out the Garden of Eden, shut us down. Then here come the flood, shut a whole world down. Hey, but he saved 8 souls so that, you might have a chance. This is why you won't get any foolishness on this show. We don't care. We don't charge you anything. But we want you to get to know God. And the reason why we want you to get to know God, we know him, no skin off our back, is because your salvation comes about by you accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, as coming down through the pipeline from his Father Jehovah. And many of you have talked about baptism and a lot of other things. By the end of the year, we're going to have a virtual baptism. We had something similar a year ago. And many of you got on the wrong channel or the wrong whatever. But we want you to know, Colonel Harrison and I, that if anyone asks you who God is, now you can tell them. If you're called the name of Psalm 83:18, keep on walking. Where did he come from? The Bible doesn't say, so I'm not going to lie and try to make up something. Why? This is part three. We want you to also remember next week we're going to talk about why is God God alone, why he has no rivals, why doesn't he have that? Colonel Harrison, you always are a treat here on the show, and I love interviewing you and, you know, chatting back and forth. I want you to also let our listeners know that it is such a wonderful opportunity for you to come and share what you have. And if anyone wants to get in touch with Colonel Harrison, we've already given you his information, emails, address, and once the show is over, I'll put that up on the screen. You have about 10 minutes before I end the episode, but it kind of lingers around so you can get his information. God bless you. We're here for you. God has told us to be a witness. Guess what? We just did. We just followed his unching and his leadership here on the Global Vision for Living Today show. God bless you. See you next Saturday. We love you. Bye.